Chinese Modern Smoker.
Hey, everybody. America Tonight, the name of this show. Hope you're safe and warm wherever you are right now. Whether it's the left coast, the right coast, somewhere in between or outside the borders. I'll tell you what, there is so much going on. It's such a trite thing to say. Oh, there's so much going on, but there is. There is. We're going to start with Libya. Do you know that we are blowing, we, the United States, us, the taxpayers, are blowing $100 million a day to help Libya. Wow. We're never going to solve that budget crisis. Forget about it. The budget is blown. The whole spending cut thing, oh, give me a break. $100 million a day. Depending on who you talk to, the president is feeling a little bit of heat over the Libyan situation. In fact, the prez wrote a letter to Congress explaining the Libyan actions and why it was necessary to take the step. Congress is feeling slighted because many weren't included in any of the conversations. They said they didn't get the memo. They weren't part of the conversation. And should they have been involved? Shouldn't they have been involved? Because it's, after all, money that's being spent to bomb Libya or Gaddafi. Even though Gaddafi is not the target, it's just getting him out. How do you politely remove a dictator without spending a lot of money? Because you want to support the rebels who you hope will come up with a better form of government than the one that's currently there. Here's what the prez had to say on Monday.
Our military action is in support of an international mandate from the Security Council that specifically focuses on the humanitarian threat posed by Colonel Gaddafi to his people. Obviously, our military is already very stretched and carries large burdens all around the world. It is U.S. policy that Gaddafi needs to go. And we've got a wide range of tools in addition to our military efforts to support that policy.
All right, you heard him say that a couple of times there. A wide range of tools, meaning, yeah, especially those missiles. But there is the art of negotiation, if that's a possibility. And that's a little bit cheaper, isn't it? Negotiation is not going to be part of what's happening here. It's all about bombing them until finally he decides... He being Gaddafi, okay, I've had enough. But is ultimately that what's going to happen here? And I said the same thing that you just heard from Obama. I've been saying this all along. How much more can you stretch the military, for goodness sake? How much more can we do that? You have the situation in Afghanistan. You still have soldiers in Iraq. Who knows what's going to happen next in the Middle East? And now you have the Libyan problem that we're in the middle of now. The U.S. is involved in this. There's no backing out of this thing because we're invested. We've bombed and we've spent money. Yes, I get it that we're not the lead person on this, even though really that's not what other countries think. But, okay, the Brits and the French are willing to shoulder this, too. Of course, the UN saying and coming up with the sanction, or not the sanction, coming up with the decree that you, on a humanitarian basis, you can't have Gaddafi there. He's got to be gone. He's got to be toppled. I get it. But stretched military, no money, no budget. Sometimes you just got to say no. Isn't that a huge problem? It's a huge problem for a lot of people. And often it gets you into trouble in personal situations. So, of course, politically, it can get you into serious trouble. There was no in this. There was no, no. You have some Republicans who are saying the action flat out is an affront to the U.S. Constitution. Specifically, Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, Republican from Maryland, said that the U.S. doesn't have a king's army. We don't have a king's army to do this, to be involved in this. The president says, as you just heard there, it's our policy, baby. We need to do this. It's our policy that Muammar Gaddafi needs to go and that allies, the other allies, are really going to take the lead. It's an international effort. Let's hope they don't back out. Whoops. We don't want to shoulder that burden either. So what do you think? Is it worth it? $100 million a day and more stretched military personnel. Once again, you can venture in to our little jungle by dialing these digits, 800-259-5791, or all roads lead through americatonight.net, Facebook, Twitter. You can hit us up there or send us an email through the website. You may see me on the website if you click on to americatonight.net. It's because we have this cool webcam action going on, courtesy of our friends at Pal Talk, and you can also chat away, and we might mention what you said on the chat related to some of the things that we're talking about. We don't want to ignore Japan, and certainly let me give you the menu. Coming up, we will, during this hour, give you the latest on what's happening there, because God bless the people in America. I don't care what other people say outside the borders. We really do have big hearts, really. The majority of Americans really feel and mean it. They feel badly for the people in Japan. Can't believe it. Earthquake, tsunami, nuclear power plant fears and radiation fears over what's gotten in the food and how big should the circle be and will this really be okay in the end? Okay, so you're going to close the plant, but is it too late for me? Is it too late for my family? We'll talk about that. We can count because, after all, it is about the numbers, whether it's the lack of numbers or too many numbers on a page somewhere. Oh, I feel a deficit thing looming here. I'll give you a sneak peek. Senator Claire McCaskill owes taxes. You'd be surprised at the amount of taxes she owes on a private plane. Come up with a number. What do you think the taxes are that she owes on a private plane? We should all have that worry, huh? So anyway, We Can Count is coming up at the tail end of the show because we need a little levity. Exit lines. I try my hardest. Don't be too critical. Exit lines are what I think are funny one-liners. So I've come up with a few exit lines. I'm going to give you one at the very end of this hour here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Some other thoughts coming up around the bend from the eyes and ears in charge of this Libyan thing. Next on ATN.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Well, we have a lot of people trying to throw in their 2 cents. You can do the same. We got to stop in New York, Texas, and Wyoming. Before we go to all those places, I first wanted you to hear a little slice of General Carter Ham talking about the mission and who's in charge of the situation in Libya. Take a listen.
I do not see this as being a prolonged situation, but we need that identification of the headquarters, and then we'll begin that process and move on. We have not observed Libyan military aircraft operating since the beginning of coalition military operations.
All right, so he doesn't see this as a prolonged situation. See, the focus here has been, boom, we're not, you know, Obama, we're handing this off. You know, our allies are stepping in. That's been what's has been said for the last couple of days. You hear there, oh, it's not a prolonged situation. Of course, because we're burning through dough we don't have. I already said this, 100 million a day. And actually, I heard that estimate might even be a little bit low. So who cares? Throw out any ridiculous number you want to throw out. It's money we don't have. But was this the right thing to do? It's like I keep saying, it's just like what happens on the Hill. It really is. It's always about reaction instead of action anyway. So, we're going to take a bold step, but we can't decide. Let's read the tea leaves. Let's consult all kinds of people until we're just talked out of it. It reminds me, like, I have a friend who knows what she's going to do, but yet there's 15 people on her phone tree that she will call and ask the same question. And so it's a prolonged event, whatever it is. And then ultimately initially what she was going to do, she did anyway. And I think that's the situation here. How does this play out? We didn't realize Congress was going to get its feelings hurt. It's always about that. It's always about that. For once, I wish somebody would just step in the puddle. And if you get wet, you get wet. But always, always, it's backing into these situations. All right, so now we're backed into this situation, but here's the thing. A new poll comes out, and, you know, polls can be slanted a little bit in different directions, but there is something to the madness of polling, and I believe a lot of times it shakes out to be true. So there was a poll done by CNN Opinion Research, and the poll said, this just came out, said that 50% of Americans approve of how the Prez is handling Libya. 41% disapprove. 9% are too stupid to have an opinion. They didn't say too stupid. 9% have no opinion. They were watching American Idol. I don't know. So on establishing a no-fly zone over Libya, 70% approve, 27% disapprove. And here's a big one. The poll found that 54% approve the use of American and other countries' missiles and fighter jets to protect Libyan civilians and enforce a no-fly zone. It's interesting, the people who don't approve, a lot of the people who voted the president in. All of the liberal Democrats I know are furious with the situation, and plenty of people on the right are not happy about it either. Where do you fall? Was this the right step to make? And are we going down the rabbit hole once again? All right, I'll throw out the numbers again. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
I could not be better, my friend. I could not be better. Mm-mm. What's on your mind?
Hey, big weekend, saw a couple good movies, a couple good basketball games. Of course, we've got the Jimmer Show going on here in Utah with BYU, so, you know, we're pulling for them, and it was a pretty good weekend all over. And then, of course, I got the surprise about the bombing on Saturday morning, and it's so funny because, you know, how much I'm into the news and politics and all of my... I really kind of shut down on the weekend, to be honest with you, Kate. I mean, I'm into it Monday through Friday, but on the weekend, you know, it's kind of like, it's part of, you know, part of breaking away or whatever, you know. And
I agree with you. I think that's what I said when I came on the air Sunday into Monday. Most people didn't really know much about it, Don, because they take a break from all of the intense feelings they have during the week. They take a break to go hang with their nephews, their family, catch a flick, whatever. So then you found out, and what'd you think?
Well, you know, Kate, follow the ball. You got to follow the trail originally, okay? And there's a lot of different points to it. You know, first of all, the Arab League was the one that contacted French and British officials saying, hey, we got to, you know, we got to get a no-fly zone. This guy's just bombing his own cities and killing his own people, you know, and then, of course, the British and the French, and I made a couple of comments about how, oh, it's 3 weeks too late, you know. Well, unfortunately, I guess that's how long it takes the UN to get around to do something, you know, and get in support, because, of course, the Russians and the Chinese were against it at the beginning, but then when the vote came down, it was 10-0 with five absents, being Russia, China, and three others that just abstained from voting on it.
Yeah.
Kind of a way of just washing your hands of it, saying, okay, guys, do whatever you're going to do. Don't bug us. You know, and in any case, though, you knew something was going to have to happen as soon as they did it. Now, in the United States, is the technology and the capability, you know, people would say, well, how do you enforce a no-fly zone? Well, you just start flying your jets over everything and shoot down anything that comes up in the sky. Well, there's one thing you got to remember. They got SAMs there in Libya, Kate, you know, surface-to-air missiles. You got to take those out. You can't just all of a sudden just fly your jets all over their country and their airspace be dead targets, you know. So, yeah, there had to be an initial 2 to 3 day bombardment to take out their air defenses so that we can have our jets up in the air. We did that in Iraq when we first went in the Gulf War. We took out all their air defenses. Saddam had flown his jets over to Iran and said, hey, Iranians, hold on to these for me until the Americans are done bombing me, you know. But you gotta take out their defenses, their air defenses, and now, yeah, we're gonna hand the ball off to the French and it'll be French and British jets that'll be, up in the air and flying over this country. Remember, Kate, when we did that no-fly zone on Iraq, that was a $30 billion a year operation. You know, I mean, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, but over 11, 12 years that it was instituted, you know, they spent close to $400 billion just to institute a no-fly zone. And the bizarre part about it is, she didn't have any airplanes. They were gone. But I'm sorry. Anyway, are you still okay? Hello?
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Apropos of the White House's attitude of not backing down on this one, but the public in a poll is pretty supportive of the situation, but not so much when they start to hear about how much money is being spent and what happens with the military if the military gets too thinned out. What are the chances that there will be boots on the ground? We're hearing no. The Secretary of Defense keeps saying that's not going to happen, but circumstances may dictate something a little bit different. Dan in Texas, we're back at it here in America Tonight. What's up? Dan.
Kate.
Hey.
Madam President.
Hello.
Anything our little gentleman from Kenya can do to bankrupt us, he will, including his minion and co-conspirator, Ben Bernanke. Ben Bernanke's already talking about QE3. Our money is not accepted widely in the world anymore. They're scared of it. Hey, you know, we'd prefer gold, if you don't mind. I'm telling you, you're a student of history. You know about the Weimar Republic of Germany. You know what happened there.
Yeah.
That could happen here very easily because this man is an enemy of America. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen him before in his actions when he was a state senator, what he did to get the job there. He even cut other people's throats to pull it off. This guy is an enemy of America, and he's going to take us down the tubes if we don't get rid of him. He's already pulled up enough instances of things that he could be impeached for, from the takeover of Chrysler to the firing of the Chrysler, I mean, the Chevrolet vice president to his Obamacare. All these things are all of them unconstitutional. He doesn't have the power of the actions that he takes. His appointing of czars that usurp our power, and also this newest incident, which was absolutely unconstitutional. You have to go before the Congress of the United States for them to give you their approval for you to commit American forces. It can be done in an emergency if we are attacked, but we weren't attacked. This was a provoking of in another nation of our forces in coalition with these people of the Arabian era. And these people are not our friends. They're our enemies, and they're going to bring us down.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up on that theme, Dan. Thanks for bringing that up about, you know, who agrees with Dan. I'm sure Dan would never think he would be in the same sentence mentioned with Congressman Dennis Kucinich, as I said before. He's suggesting that the president could face impeachment for this strike, talking about the constitutionality of the authority to launch the strike in Libya. What the White House is saying is, look, the president has the authority to do this without approval from Congress, and Obama is being defended from the flack he's taking on the right and flack on the left, saying that he needed to ask for a declaration of war from Congress before going up against Libya and Gaddafi, because ultimately it is Gaddafi, right? What Tom Danilin, who is the president's national security advisor, said is it's a limited deal, but in terms of scope, duration, and task, the operation does fall in the president's authority. So what is that? Oh, there's this one clause. You have 24 hours, but we'll give you 48. What he's saying is that the circumstances that came up with the passage of the United Nations Security Council on Thursday, it was the night before a congressional recess. So even with all that, he did call Congress and the people who were in town on Friday and those who were out of town on the phone to consult with them, saying that they were consulted about this. But there are a lot of people who do not agree and don't feel like they were fully informed as to what was happening. And Danilin is saying that he has continued to consult with the people on the Hill and made it very clear what the scope of the mission was in Libya. Wow, there is massive communication problems, because if you have the national security guy saying, oh, no, we tried to reach everybody, we had consultations, some at the White House, some on the phone, we were very clear about what the scope was of the mission, all that. So we were very detailed in this. But somehow it didn't come out very detailed, because the one question that was consistently asked from Democrats and from Republicans, so not one particular party, saying, well, what's the end game? What are we doing? The fear is, oh, it's another invasion. We're doing this again. Is this how much money are we going to spend? How many lives are we going to get involved in this? Somebody shot me a note and said, what if Bush had done this? What if he started bombing a country without the authorization from Congress? What would have happened with the media? What would they have done then? What about the public? Well, at the tail end of his term, it would not have been good. I mean, you know what the headlines would have been in that case. So, and the comparisons to Iraq don't really hold up in this one. So if Congress didn't give Obama the okay, since he's not a dictator, he's not a king back in olden times, I mean, is there really is there some kind of action that can be taken here, like Kucinich is saying? And remember, Kucinich is your liberal dude. He is liberal as liberal can be. So he's not protecting him. He's saying, oh, this is, you can't just do this. Yeah. We're going to look into this because he doesn't have the authority to bomb Libya. He doesn't have the authority to do that just because some people want Gaddafi out of the country. Are you kidding? That we don't have to follow the protocols that were put forth? We don't have to do that? That we can just intervene in another country's battle or sovereignty, maybe is a better word to use? There is mixed signals and then some here. It really, honestly. I do like the comparison of what if this were Bush? What if this were Bush? What would the headlines scream? What do you think they would say? I'm answering my own question. I already have done that. But the White House and actually being able to do that. Does the president have the authority? You heard what they're saying from the national security perspective that, yes, it's in a limited term of scope and task and duration and operation you do. But that seems so odd because then if that's the case, then anywhere the president could have that authority. I mean, pick a place, pick your poison where some horrible, awful loss of humanity is going on, then theoretically the president could send bombs there, could send the missiles there, because what would the duration of the thing be if it was short term and then it was a handover situation? It is more than curious. To be honest, do I think it runs off the table? I think that no. I think it's a lot of conversation, but it's like that whole idea of impeachment. Really, do you think an impeachment proceeding is going to happen against Obama? Mark in New York, hello.
Yeah, we can only pray that an impeachment happens because I mentioned that a little while back. And it was funny, a few years ago we were talking about who could run for president, and I was so disgusted. I said, you know, let's have a real whack job in there, Kucinich. And what does he do? He comes up in articles of impeachment, not only for him, but for Eric Holder, for what he's been doing as far as keeping documents away from Congress in different cases. Going back to the Black Panthers outside in Philadelphia, he's been stonewalling that investigation. And really quick, all of this gets together, and I only have a minute or so. They're stonewalling Operation Gunrunner, which the ATF has been caught allowing straw purchases of guns to go into Mexico. And two of the guns were traced back to the gun dealers, but they were used to kill ATF and, I believe, an ICE agent.
Yep.
I have a family member, all I want to say, that was working locally, works for the Feds now, he works for ICE. And when they're in Mexico, the ICE agents are disarmed. They don't carry their guns. I'm almost positive that's true because I've been reading it.
It's definitely true. We've already talked about it. We've had four people on to talk about it. You know this, Mark, since 1990, it's been a law that they can't carry guns, which is crazy.
It's insane. And we have, just really quick, while I was watching TV here, while I was waiting for you, Don, I was listening to Don, all the phones got screwy. You had, of course, Ron Paul with Anderson Cooper, and Anderson Cooper's doing everything he can to get Ron Paul to agree to the airstrikes going beyond Congress's authority, well, not even asking Congress. The man is acting like a dictator. I have a lot of topics but to prove it, but and I don't just want to say dictator, but he didn't ask Congress. He didn't even ascend to asking Congress. The U.N. said, here's a no-fly, and that's it. You know, we got a Mexican border. They got 35,000 people killed. Let's go into Mexico now. And if we do, are the 10 million illegal Mexicans going to fight us? I'll have to finish up tomorrow.
Crazy.
But it's a nuts, okay? It's nuts. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree with you. That the gun runner, Operation Gun Runner, is ridiculous. And probably about a month ago, there were some stories that were written about that got some huge buzz. Stay with us.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Tell you about this crazy story. Senator Claire McCaskill says she owes $287,000 in taxes on a private plane. She was sending a check to cover the amount, and she said that she's going to sell the damn plane. That's what she's going to do. So, boy, that's a lot of taxes. What the deal is she has to send it to St. Louis County to pay thousands back in property taxes that were owed on the private plane. She co-owns it with her husband, who, oh, gee, are you shocked? I mean, hey, I have no problem with people amassing. We live in a capitalistic society, so if you amass a bunch of wealth, good for you. But it's just not surprising when you look at the politicians. She owns the plane with her husband, who's described as, this is when you know someone has money, a wealthy businessman, Joseph Shepard, and other investors, because it had become a political issue since she was using her office funds to pay for travel on the plane. She's already reimbursed taxpayers about $100,000 for the flights, which they're saying were within the Senate ethic rules, so she's not profiting from the transaction. She wasn't happy to be questioned about it, though. They did a little conference call, and she wasn't very thrilled about it. Let's just say that. All right, let's tell you something else when it comes to numbers that's not too, it's not great news. In other words, we try to kind of mix in the positive with the negative, get that reaction. Smoke spewing from two reactors now again at the Japanese nuclear power plant that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, the Fukushima plant. What does that mean? Well, it's a setback. So, geez, it looks good, it looks good, it looks good. Oh, smoke, not good. They've been trying to prevent the release of any radioactive materials, frankly, because who knows how far it travels. I mean, we know the basics. It's not coming to California. It'll dissipate and it'll fall. That's it. But how far will it travel outside of the plant? The debate over 12 miles, 50 miles, how far from Tokyo, you get my drift, so to speak. So after 6 o'clock on Monday, white smoke was coming out of number two. 2 hours earlier, they were trying to evacuate, or workers were evacuated from that spot around the number three reactor because gray smoke started to come out of the steel and concrete housing, basically, that was blown up by the hydrogen explosion last week. Now they're saying high levels of radioactive substances have been found in the sea water. And we know from our last show we were talking about this, there's high levels of radioactive iodine that have been found in milk and spinach. But then I like this, the World Health Organization, who basically made us think that we were all going to die of some strain of the flu, says there's no immediate, I'm referring to the swine flu, who says there's no immediate, who says there's no immediate reaction or immediate health risk, rather, from contaminated food. Listen, you're on your own. That's what I think. You're on your own. You can take bits and pieces from what you hear, but ultimately, anywhere near the plant, you don't want to be near the plant. Isn't that right? Because even in Geneva, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is warning that signs of improvement, you might see that at the site, so it looks evident. Oh, the plant's looking good. It's been damaged by floodwater. It's littered with debris. The crisis is not solved. Thank goodness somebody with a clearer head prevailed. See, that's the nonsense that gets pumped out to make people think it's okay. And because, frankly, the plant, they're panicking. Imagine if you owned that plant. You want to stymie everything. You don't want anyone to get hurt, naturally. You don't want fears to be through the roof. The Tokyo Electric Power Company owns it. They've been working to try to come up with the electricity to restore it to the plant after it was hit by the quake and the tsunami. And the electrical cables that were put down to the number three reactor to connect to the number three reactor and number four with an outside power source, there's a few little problems, obviously, there. But they think it's okay that they're going to be able to get that power, and it's going to be funneled now to all six of the reactors for the cooling systems. But still, as I am saying this, one and four are not working because of the pumps and other gear that was slammed. Think of the quake, then the tsunami. We know. You've probably seen the photographs of it. I think I've posted a few of them. You have 13,000 people still missing after this wall of water slammed into that Central Coast area, down the coast from the massively populated city of Tokyo, 150 miles north of Tokyo. Awful. And that's why I say you can't trust that. If this were happening, think about it because of what we've seen in the United States. Would you stay in the area? And the answer is, I guarantee most of you listening, in fact, I'm going to say all of you, if you have the means to get out of there, you're going to get out of there. If you're 12 miles, 13 miles, I don't care what it is, 20 miles, you're getting out. So now for the people, it's not about, okay, the roads are fine, we just get in the car. The problem is that you have massive bodies, massive problems, massive road blockages, all that stuff, because of this, because of what happened with the tsunami and the quake. So that's why it is the triple whammy. It's not so easy to just get out of there. Although a lot of the people that want to leave and a lot of people that have been told to leave, the military is helping them out. So it's not like they're completely floundering on their own. They're not blown in the wind and nobody's coming in at all, right? Okay, I got to tell you about something else when we talk about We Can Count. We go from Japan to this very big left turn, because I feel so strongly that we just want to pound you to the ground with negative stuff all the time. Here's your kind of lighthearted moment. Do you have a spare $900,000 for a car? If you had $900,000, I don't care how much money you would probably have to think it's a spare $900,000, but would you buy a car with that money? Sure you would. If you had unlimited funds, if you were Larry Ellison from Oracle or, I don't know, Warren Buffett or some rich German guy. So check this out. The Spider Porsche, they've got a hybrid, and you can have it for $845,000. $845,000. They're only going to make 918 models. They're only going to make that many and sell them. That's it. So it would be a collectible. Wonder how tough it would be to resell that, though. It is a very cool-looking car, I will say that. But when I look at a Porsche and I think of that money, it shows you how you have to be just one of those people where money is, you know the old saying, money is not an object. If you can say money is not an object, then you can jump into this hybrid. It's a good time to do it, though. Oil jumping to $103 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange as this Libya crisis still continues to escalate. The good news is the markets calmed down somewhat. We had a decent day entering the week. The Dow was up 178 points. The NASDAQ was up 48 points. And the S&P was up almost 20 points. So that's good news if you have any money in the market or a 401k that you can't control. So you really don't want to see those markets tank, because that's your portfolio. That's part of your portfolio anyway. All right, I promised an exit line. You decide if this is funny. It's such a layup. It really is. But why don't cannibals eat clowns? Because they taste funny.